Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. This week, we're talking about the subject of making excuses, and we're looking at a specific text in the Old Testament in Exodus chapters 3 and 4, and Moses is interacting with God, and God is telling him that he's going to be the leader of the Israelites, that he's going to deliver them from Egypt, and Moses has been offering a couple of excuses so far, and we're about to get into the third one. But the first two, the first one was, I'm a nobody. The second one was, what if? And those are two excuses that are very common today, whether it's directly in relation to our service to God, or maybe in things that we try to excuse ourselves from in the workplace or in the home or whatever it may be. But the next excuse that Moses offers is, I doubt they'll listen. In chapter 4 and in verse 1, then Moses answered, but behold, they will not believe me or listen to my voice, for they will say, the Lord did not appear to you. The Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? He said, a staff. And he said, throw it on the ground. So he threw it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses ran from it. But the Lord said to Moses, put out your hand and catch it by the tail. So he put out his hand and caught it, and it became a staff in his hand. That they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has appeared to you. Again, the Lord said to him, put your hand inside your cloak. And he put his hand inside his cloak, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous like snow. Then God said, put your hand back inside your cloak. So he put his hand back inside his cloak, and when he took it out, behold, it was restored like the rest of his flesh. If they will not believe you, God said, or listen to the first sign, they may believe the latter sign. If they will not believe even these two signs or listen to your voice, you shall take some water from the Nile and pour it on the dry ground, and the water that you shall take from the Nile will become blood on the dry ground. And so, after all the detailed explanation at the end of chapter 3, Moses offers this excuse of saying, yeah, these people you're wanting me to lead, they're not even going to listen to me. I don't think they're going to care what I have to say. Think about the significance of that. He's already shown his doubt in God, and now he's showing doubt in God and the people that God wants him to lead. And maybe that's just another reminder of how easy it is to see the worst in other people and not give them a chance, let alone a second chance. Let's look to Colossians chapter 3. In Colossians chapter 3 and in verse 12, Paul writes, put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And so a lesson that we can learn from Paul, and one that Moses is needing to learn up front here, is that we need to be willing to bear with each other. It's hard to live with other people besides yourself, and Moses is going to be leading a whole lot of people in difficult circumstances. But what God has proven already after these first two excuses is that he's going to be with him. And then after this third excuse of, I doubt they'll listen, God provides signs as we looked at verses 2-8. He shows his power in using Moses' staff and turning it into a serpent and turning it back into a staff. And then taking Moses' clean hand, turning it into a leprous hand, and then making it clean again. And then there was the contingency plan. And he says, if they don't believe you after these two things, take water from the river and it will turn into blood. You see, it's not so much, are they going to listen to Moses? But it's, are they going to listen to God? And God is providing clear evidence as to why they should listen. And I hope we are too. And I hope you'll come back tomorrow as we'll go into another excuse that Moses is going to offer in the following verses of Exodus chapter 4. We'll be back right before lunch at the Z. Thanks for listening to Press On, a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Unfortunately, we're unable to gather until further notice due to the coronavirus outbreak, but we are updating things regularly on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam and on our website, beaverdamchurch.com. We pray that you'll stay safe and healthy. God bless you.